Bye-bye.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Well, I don't know if we're going to wind up our series today or not, but I know we're still in our series on authority. And it's important that we know epinosis, that we know by experience that we carry authority in the Spirit. Amen? As children of God. I've entitled today's message in the series, Authority. I've entitled it, Seated in Heavenly Places. Seated in Heavenly Places. Now, we looked at four things last time, and we're doing a study here. You know, you're already inspired. So now let's learn something. I can tell y'all inspired just coming in here. I can feel you. That's a good thing. Stay inspired. Encourage yourself in the Lord when you need to. But let's learn some things. We looked at four things, and we find a progression in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 16. If you'll go there first. Colossians 1, 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones. Here's the progression. Or dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. This is Jesus. All things. I'm excited about what I believe God has placed in my heart about our next series. I'm going to get into that whole faith dimension again. That's one of my, if I could say, favorite subjects. Because without faith, you can't please God. Amen. But to all of us have been given a measure of faith. Praise God. Amen. Faith moves mountains. So we see here a progression. We're talking about in Revelation 1 and 6 how God said that he has made us kings. Is that right? Tell someone right now, I'm a king. Put a little. Something on it. I'm a king. He has made us kings. Mephibosheth was living in Lodabar. Lodabar means there was no pastures. I always picture a Western movie, you know, a gunfight about to take place and a tumbleweed just blows across the, you know, just dry, nothing there. That's where Mephibosheth lived. While he was there, he had no understanding that he was an heir of a covenant. That covenant that was cut by David and Jonathan, his father. But he wasn't aware of it. And what's sad right now, and what I think God's heart is set on, is making manifest to his people the fact that we are covenanted. And we should not be or have the mindset that Mephibosheth had. You may have heard before people say, I haven't heard it recently, but I've heard it before. You know, people say, Lord, just give me the crumbs that fall off the table. And, you know, they meant well, and I'm not making a mockery of them. You know, they were struggling in that. But why eat the crumbs that fall off the table? Remember the Lord said something to the woman, and the woman said, well, even the dogs, you know, eat the crumbs that fall off, you know, under the table. And the Lord was kind of in awe with her pressing into him. But why eat the crumbs that fall off the table when you've been invited to the table? See, she was not covenant, but her faith still got her blessed. here you are covenanted. And you have a right, as Mephibosheth had, a right to eat at the table. Even though he was diseased in his feet, he still had covenant right. And you have to understand that we are covenanted. God has cut a covenant with us. We are his covenant people. It doesn't mean you do everything right. And you know you don't do everything right all the time. But you are covenanted with God. And so therefore God is obligated to you. One of the things he cut covenant with Noah. And during that time, and the sign was the rainbow. A promise that I'll never destroy the earth again with a flood. And no matter how it floods anywhere, God said, no, this is not happening again. Amen. Why? Covenant. So we have covenant, and it's important that you learn what is packed into that covenant. Amen. You have covenant rights. But see, as long as the heir act like a child. Amen. Let me take it a little further. Nobody get offended. Act like a fool. Just won't obey and won't, you know, you're covenant, you're in the family, you're the technon. You know, you've been born into the family. But see, technon has to grow up to weos, to a manifested son. And that's the process that many don't endure well or even want to endure, because it deals with Adam, the old nature. And oftentimes it has to do with people. Now, and there'd be something if you could just get on an island all by yourself and never have to deal with no peoples. Peoples. God, your peoples. But you do. It's interesting because you can nail your feet to the cross. And you can even nail one hand to the cross. But who gonna nail that other hand? Peoples. Is that right? Yes. So you need help. And God designed it that way. So that no one can glory in their flesh. Because flesh has to die. Amen. We want to pull out all the stops so that there's nothing damming up your river. So that you can truly flow. Because, God, see, let me say this. God is, I'll use the word extravagant. God is an extravagant God. You know, God will bless us on every level. But there's nothing cheap about God. You understand what I mean? You know, to one, I remember in different seasons of my life, cheap stuff was good stuff. Thank you. It broke the next day, but thank you. had to tape it up, you know. Thank God for the tape, huh? But there's nothing cheap about God. Nothing poor. And God loves the poor. Now, understand where I'm going here, because we do a lot in a lot of the nations. And we minister before this whole COVID thing. We're going all, not all the time, but just about every other month. So we were somewhere among some that were disadvantaged, very disadvantaged. And we love it. That I believe that's what God's heart is. But I'm saying there's nothing cheap about God. Nothing petty about God. Now listen to me, because it's important that we rise up into our destiny and the part that we are to play in the world. Because if you broke and busted and disgusted, how are we going to help the ones that are really poor? I'm going to bring you a statistic. Because if you have a job here, just if you have a job, that puts you in an echelon, as far as the world's economy is concerned, of almost the rich. If you just got a job. Amen. Minimum wage. Amen. Flipping burgers at Burger King. Amen. To us, that's like, But when you look at the world's economy, and there are statistics, I'm going to find them and give them to you. And so here, if we're struggling with our identity and not fulfilling ours, how can we help the ones that are really in need? See, we're a body and every joint has to supply. So you got to have a certain mindset. Amen. God puts resources in your hands for a reason. Amen. But here, this is what I want to get to you right here. God is a generous God, but somewhere religion has twisted things in people's mind, and so they think it's better to lack or even to be diseased or what, you know, and I know all this stuff happens, but some people embrace that as being from the Lord. And, you know, they think that makes you more holy. Or, you know, now understand, I'm not ignorant of that. If that should happen, that should drive you closer to God and not from God. But that's not God's best for you. He came to heal us. He came to deliver us. What did he say? I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The word is Zoe, Z-O-E. Look it up. It's not just, you know, breathing. He's talking about everything that pertains to life. And godliness. So, my point, God is very generous. But to the degree you are blessed is not based upon God's generosity. It's based upon your capacity of faith to receive. Thank you, sister, for the clap. A few amens. Let me say that again. God is very generous. And see, this is where we cut him off sometimes. You know, or you let people, you know, put you in a box and, you know, make you think a certain way. God is very generous. He wants to bless you to be a blessing. And we talk about a river. We're not talking about a drizzle. We're talking about a river. A river flowing. I heard him say one time, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think, according to the power that you allow to work in you. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered your heart what I have prepared for you. I'm revealing it to you by the Holy Spirit. So let me say this again. We need a mind check. We need a checkup from the neck up. Because your upbringing, people you hang around with, sometimes you need to change some friends. Only see them on Christmas. And Easters. you know what I mean? Because why? Their mindset. Birds of a feather will flock together. How or where you are in your station in life is not based upon God's generosity. God is generous. It's based upon your capacity of faith to receive his generosity. See, some have a little measuring cup, you know, little spoons. See, we did an example here one time. I had a tape measure, I had a ruler, I had a yardstick, I had those little spoons. And some only want 30-fold. Me and my table, give me crumbs so I can make it. You're selfish. In this culture and society, you are selfish.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.